northeast, otherwise cooler with cloud and some patches of rain across the northwest. Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 today, Wednesday, the 29th of July. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Faroes 994, expected 350 miles east of Iceland 997 by midnight tonight. New low expected northeast Rockall 1006 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking. Southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good. Southeast Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, thundery at times, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional rain, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, then veering northwest later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in South Plymouth. Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole. Variable becoming northwest 2 to 4, showers, thundery later in Biscay, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. West or southwest veering northwest later 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. North Hebrides, Bailey. Northerly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly 3 or 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the north, veering westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in the south. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming west or northwest 3 to 5. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. And southeast Iceland. Northerly, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 in the west. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 3, 11 miles, 1010, steady. Stornoway, south-southwest 3, 22 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 5, 15 miles, 1005, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 3, recent drizzle, 30 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Bridlington, east northeast 1, 1013, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 3, 5 miles, 1016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 3, 5 miles, 1015. Jersey, east by south 3, 13 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 2, 1015. Scilly Automatic, south-southwest 3, 6 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Valencia, southwest by south 3, slight showers, 2 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, slight drizzle, 500 metres, 1012, falling slowly. And Malin Head, west 3, slight showers, 1 mile, 1011, falling slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A variable, mainly southwesterly flow, will gradually veer northwesterly across the United Kingdom during the next couple of days as weakening Atlantic fronts move southeastwards across the country. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first near northwestern Orkney, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at first, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest, becoming variable, then west or northwest later 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 4 or 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Showers in the west, good, occasionally moderate in the west. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time in the Bristol Channel, then veering northwesterly later in the northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From St David's Head to Great Horme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Great Horme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate at first. The Isle of Man. Southwest 3 or 4, veering west or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 or 3 at first in the south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in the far north, then northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain later, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate and poor at first and poor later. And the Shetland Isles. Southwesterly 4 to 6, veering westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 later in the south. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for prayer for the day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Wigley.
Good morning. I remember reading The Lord of the Rings for the first time as a teenager and being gripped by it. The sense of danger and excitement, the grand vision of a world in crisis, and the role of little people like hobbits alongside princes and warriors. I read it again as a student, ironically while living in North Oxford, not far from the pub where Tolkien and the Inklings used to meet up, and found it much less impressive. Full of portentous dialogue and unrealised characters. Perhaps the change was as much to do with me, but I felt I'd lost the excitement of that earlier encounter. The first volume of The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, was published 72 years ago today, and proved to be an unexpected literary phenomenon. There are various influences upon its creation, not least Tolkien's deep knowledge of Anglo-Saxon and Norse mythology and the impact of the Second World War. All these combined to give the sense of an epic battle between good and evil, the heroism of some quite ordinary characters, and an underlying determination that in the end, good should prevail. Since that literary success, The Lord of the Rings has gone on to become a cinematic event, with director Peter Jackson's six-film series of The Lord of the Rings and its prequel, The Hobbit. These have entertained a whole new generation of followers, and gone on to influence other books and films. It's not difficult to see their influence upon Star Wars, or even Game of Thrones. But in all these productions, a similar challenge remains. In the struggle between good and evil, who will take a stand and enter the fray? Almighty God, you know the struggle between good and evil which touches our hearts and impacts your world. Strengthen us to hold out for what is good,